The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, Orange County. Welcome to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare. I'm the Director of Education, and with me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services and Quality Improvement for A&T Healthcare. I just want to say, when you walk in here, I don't know about you, Ann, but when I walked into WTBQ, I just felt this energy that was taking over. There's a lot of energy that's arrived here, and I want to continue with it. We're going to be the host of Health Matters, and I just want to say it's a pleasure and honor to be on this particular program. One of the things that I have to say is we are the new kids on the block as far as WTBQ is concerned. However, as far as A&T Healthcare, we are a home healthcare agency that has been in business for over 30 years, and we service Orange County. We have an office in Newburgh as well as in Kingston, along with New York City. Our corporate office is in New City, and then we do have an office in Jersey also. And we really cover all of the Hudson Valley. One of the things that I wanted to start on was that last week we were on with our president, Margaret Onady, and she called me into her office and she said, Peter, the purpose of this program is that we want to educate the people of Orange County. However, I thought a little bit, but last week when we were on, Taylor told me that this is broadcast live vis-a-vis the internet. And I do have a very good friend of mine down in Charlotte, North Carolina, who's listening right now. And as we all know, Charlotte is the NASCAR country. So
NASCAR Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. That's right. Very good. The Hall of Fame. But one of the things that I stress is that knowledge is power, okay? And what we want to do is we want to have different issues that are very important as it relates to health. Okay, the healthcare system is changing dramatically. It's a lot different now than it was 5 years ago, and it's going to get even more different as we go later on. What we want to do is we want to educate our listening audience so that they can understand how to navigate this very complicated system. Now, one more thing about our program, okay? Our program will not be controversial, it will not be confrontational, and it certainly will not be contentious. But what I promise you is that it will be informative, it will be engaging, and it will be interesting. And nothing says anything about that you don't have to, that learning has to be boring. But we are here to communicate, and we ask for your feedback, okay? You can call in, make comments, make questions, find out how we're doing. I think Ed Koch, that was one of his expressions. Hey, how am I doing? How I'm doing? But as I'm stressing on our first show is that we are not professional radio personalities. Maybe someday.
No, we're just regular people.
Okay, we're just regular people. I know this is a problem with radio is that my wife has a big smile on her face and everything, but we are dedicated professionals who not only have a passion for what we do, but we're also compassionate and caring and committed individuals to seeing that people are served properly. Right now, I'd like to introduce my wife, Ann. Ann, could you tell the listening audience something about you, and we'll get started with the program.
Absolutely. Good morning. It's great to be here with Peter, and as he mentioned, I am a registered nurse, and if he forgot to mention, he is also a registered nurse.
Oh, yes, that's right. I am a registered nurse. Yes, thank you.
Sometimes you forget to mention that. You think people just assume it. I am the director, actually the regional director for patient services for A&T Healthcare, and I actually have been a registered nurse for 37 years. I can't imagine that it's been that long. Time goes so quickly, and I've seen so many changes in the delivery of healthcare and so many changes in the nursing profession, and medication does play a very vital part in our health and is rapidly changing as well. So we're very anxious and excited to be able to have this information for you. And
you're always learning. I always say this, like even though I've been in the field probably like 30 years and I'm still learning things. I'm still learning things at all times. And that's what's important. We want to convey this information to you. So why don't we get started? And one of the today's topic is on medication safety. And I always have to say is that why did we pick this? Well, I'd ask our listening audience, If they think, if there's anyone here that takes like one prescribed medication, what about two prescribed medication? How about four or five? Just think about it. This is a self-assessment. And then I'm also going to ask, does anyone take over-the-counter meds? Over-the-counter meds.
Or OTCs.
OTCs, as they're known.
It took me a while to figure out what that meant.
Right. And and again, we're also sure if I make an abbreviation and we'll interpret it, and if I forget to do it, because again, sometimes I get confused with a lot of the abbreviations. But the idea is that there is a tremendous amount of medication that's being prescribed, even as far as like herbal supplements, as well as, the different kinds of medications that are ordered. Before we start, I just want to make this clear, is that you're never to stop taking your medication or change the dosage without speaking to your doctor. Okay, and we are not here to change your medication or treatment regime. We're only here to help you understand the necessity of understanding how important it is that you know exactly the meds that you're taking and what they're increasing your awareness of the possible drug actions, and those are the things that we'll be talking about. So, Ann, I just want to start off with the first question. Why do you think that so many medications are being prescribed at this time?
I have a lot of ideas about why and what a lot of the reasons why I think they are. One thing is I think the consumer has changed. We are so much more educated now as far as prescription medication, over-the-counter medication. Get a lot of information through television commercials. Drug companies want us to hear about their medication. They want us to ask our doctors, is this a good medication for me? News articles, there's always something in USA Today or one of the newspapers about a new drug or changes in drugs. And the internet. The internet has become so much easier for people to search for medication and such. But I have to say the commercial ads for medications provide so much information about their med and, and those kind of things. So.
I know that it was funny that sometimes they mention the side effects, and sometimes how long it takes them to announce how long the side effects are seems like it's longer than the actual commercial.
And you have to kind of wonder, like, should I take it?
Yeah, that would have a little red flag that might go off. The other thing that I always want to stress to the readers, just because a new medication comes on the market that may treat a different symptom, it does not mean that because it's new, it is better. And that's why this information should be discussed directly with your doctor.
The next thing that I think is very telling is there are so many medications out there to treat just about everything. But I remember my Uncle Angelo many years ago mixing water and baking soda for heartburn. Well, now you can probably get dozens of medications just for heartburn. So, things have changed about how we think. We can take a pill
for it.
Yes, home remedies aren't as popular anymore. And the other thing is the idea of treating has changed. The parameters for blood sugar levels and blood pressure normal levels have changed. And I think they're treating more frequently or quickly or sooner than they used to.
Yeah, like the pre-hypertensive stage or the pre-diabetic stage.
Right.
I think it used to be if it was 140 or greater, that was considered the pre-hypertensive, high blood pressure. And if it was, now I think it's like 130, if you're above 130.
Well, a lot of times they would just wait till you were having, a high blood pressure as opposed to a high normal blood pressure, and they'd wait to treat. So, they're treating sooner. So most of us are taking a little bit of blood pressure medication.
Okay, I want to say now, what should you tell our listening audience, Ann, that if they have a scheduled appointment with their doctor, what are some things that they should have with them to make the, as you know, the doctor's visits can be very quick, okay?
Absolutely.
Not in the waiting room. The waiting room will be long, but when you actually see the doctor, please don't look at your watch because it's a very short time. So you really have to be very succinct. You have to have your information together. What would you recommend, Ann?
Definitely, prepare your list of medications ahead of time, and not just the medications that doctor has prescribed. Other physicians, most of us see more than one doctor. We might see a cardiologist, we might see a urologist or a family practitioner, and you want to have a list of all your medications that all your doctors have prescribed, as well as any over-the-counter medication that you might take on a regular basis.
Okay, we're Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and I'm here with my wife Ann Fella. And when we come back, we will be talking about what it does it mean when they say that there is a drug interaction. Because if you're having multiple prescribed medications, what can the problems that arise from some kind of drug interaction?
Here at Middletown Medical, the Hudson Valley's premier healthcare services provider, we know your time is valuable, which is why we're now offering a reservation service for our walk-in urgent care center at our beautiful New Chester location in the ShopRite Plaza. Simply call us when you're on your way, and you'll be the next person taken upon arrival. When you're in need of urgent care services, think of Middletown Medical's Reserve Your Spot program. Your healthcare, all in one place. Call Middletown Medical, 845-469-2692.
State Farm, in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick. One stop for all your business and personal insurance and financial services. Life, home, auto, disability, or business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning. Call 986-7100 or come in and meet the team.
Have a problem with your computer? Need an upgrade or a boost to your computer speed? The Computer Guy offers sales, service, and repair at competitive rates for your business or home. The Computer Guy builds servers and workstations, sets up secure wireless connections, transfers data, including system installation, remote access, and backup of your daily files. Trust the Computer Guy by calling 845-988-0708 or visit them at 14 West Street in Warwick.
Howdy, this is Cowgirl Chip.
And Cowboy Mark.
And we're here to tell you about Horse Talk.
8 a.m. every Saturday morning.
You'll find out the latest and the best information on horses.
11:10 a.m. and
93.5 FM.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Good morning. It's Peter Fella and Ann Fella. We're both from A&T Healthcare, home care agency. And today we have a topic. We're talking about medication safety. And I just wanted to add, embellish more what my wife Ann had said in regard to about the increase in the number of medications that are being prescribed. I remember when I was young, that was back when I'm 61, but when I was young, I remember that when I went to my family doctor, if I had a cold, he prescribed something for me. If I broke my wrist or my ankle, he would set it in the cast. Or if I had any kind of a stitches that are needed, the doctor would do it. But now one of the major changes in the healthcare system is that everything is so highly specialized. Now you have a cardiologist, you have a rheumatologist, you have a nephrologist. You go right down the line as far as everything is specialized. Now that is very good. And I'm not saying that's a downside to the healthcare delivery system. That can be very good because what it is that now the medical profession is highly specialized on specific diseases. And that's why they're more knowledgeable of the best way of treating something like that. But what happens to that is that when you have multiple drugs that may be prescribed by different physicians, there can be a possibility of a drug interaction. And that's why if it's possible, we always say if you can go to one pharmacy because something may trigger, Dr. A might not know what Dr. B is prescribing. And this way, everything comes at the front point. So
a good point is with the electronic medical records that doctors and hospitals now have, they're able to communicate a little bit better with each other. You know, if I go to the hospital for an x-ray and then I go to my orthopedist, well, he can actually bring that x-ray up on his computer and I don't have to have a second x-ray and things like that. So there's definitely better communication in the healthcare system, but absolutely, you know, if you can go to the same pharmacist, they keep a log of all your medications and they can tell you what you took a couple of years ago probably that you forgot you even had. Well, so
that's the advantage of it. And let me ask you now at this time, as for you did mention before about over the counter drugs as well as vitamins and herbal supplements. But my question is, what does it exactly mean when you say that there's a risk of drug interaction? What exactly does that mean?
Well, because prescription medications, as well as over-the-counter medications and vitamins, can interact with each other or even be a very similar medication or enhance a medication. For instance, aspirin products, they can thin the blood. And if you're taking Coumadin, you don't want to take aspirin. Benadryl is an antihistamine, which actually can affect Aricept, which is a medication given for decreasing the Alzheimer's symptoms. Certain blood pressure medications can interact with other NSAIDs or aspirin type or drugs, and other medications can interact with decongestants. And you really have to look at the label of the over-the-counter medications. See, look at the warnings. A lot of times they'll tell you, don't take with this, don't take with that. And remember, a lot of over-the-counter medications used to be prescription drugs, like Claritin. You know, those sort of medications. So, you know, you got to pay attention to it and know why you're taking it and what you're taking it for, and is it doing what you expect it to take. So always read the label on those medications.
And that's an important point, because just because an over-the-counter med that you have has a totally different name, if you look upon further examination, you can see that it has pretty much the same ingredients. So if you take one over the counter and they say, don't take the next one for 6 hours, and then, gee, I'm not feeling good after two, so, oh, well, let me try this one. This is a different one. This is Excedrin.
A lot of times they have the same med in them, so.
And that's also the other thing that I always stress whenever we're talking about medication safety, and sometimes I think in our culture, people, you have to remember that alcohol is considered a drug, and sometimes what happens is that in our culture, I think people don't think that wine or beer is really alcohol. They think, well, alcohol is only the bourbon and gin, you know, the hard stuff. But the fact of the matter is that a simple 4-ounce glass of wine, if you consume that and you're taking, let's say, a sedative of some sort, you can have the term is a synergistic effect, where it could actually compound the effect of the sedative and actually triple the effect of it. So we always have tremendous caution that you have to read the label. Do not take with alcohol. Do not take... you know, and again, that includes all different kinds of alcohols. But anyway, there's just like a lot that's going on. The other thing is, what does it mean in, and I know we were joking about it, and I think even Taylor was joking about it one time. She was reading about side effects. Well, what exactly do you mean when you say a medication has a side effect?
Well, it might be a mild reaction to the medication you're taking. It could be something simple as just being nauseous, and you might get some heartburn from it, or headache, dizziness. Usually, side effects are not as serious as drug interactions, but medications can have very serious side effects. And when you take them with something else, then you might, have other problems, and you could have some changes in your blood pressure, changes in your blood sugar. If you take certain medications, you could have a side effect of just being lightheaded and dizzy, and, you know, then you have a higher risk of falls, and it becomes more complicated.
Right, and I also know that I always stress this to our listening audience, that if a doctor ever prescribes a new med for you, you want to make sure you ask, gee, why am I taking this? Do I need to take it? And what is the effect of it? And I also say it's important that what you do is that you want to pay attention to what the side effects are, because when you're taking a new medication, we don't know how your body's going to react. Everyone does not react the same way. That's why there's that long dissertation of the side effects, is that everyone is unique and different. And that's why it's so important, and that's what Anna touched on earlier. We were saying how if a person is going to see their doctor, okay, it's always important. Whenever a doctor prescribes a med, okay, there are two things that he or she is looking for. Number one, is the medication doing what it's supposed to do? So if you have a high blood sugar and you're taking a form of
for your glucose, you want to see, is it working?
Is it helping? Is it going down?
Is it going
down?
They're
going to go have some blood work. They'll do some blood work in the doctor's office.
And you have to monitor, even for your blood pressure, even your cholesterol. If you've been prescribed one of the statins that are used to treat elevated cholesterol, the doctor has to see, is it working? Because if it's not working, maybe he or she may have to increase the dose, may even have to decrease the dose, or may even have to take a new medicine altogether. Right.
Well, that's why it's important before you go to the doctor to, you know, if you're having something you think might be a side effect, just jot it down. Because, you know, you get to the doctor, you kind of forget.
You get nervous, and
telling you things, and you're forgetting to what you want to tell him. So just jot it down. You know, this is what I've been noticing. I feel a little dizzy in the morning. What should I do? Is that a side effect? So, you know, remember, you know, those kind of things.
Right, and that's always, like, very important. And don't be shy. That's part of what this program is and what A&T wants to do is we want to empower you. We want to educate you. Okay, we're in the system. We have, it's almost 60 years between the two of us in the career of nursing. And we're still learning, mind you. We're still learning. The other important point, as far as with your physician, when he or she prescribes a medication, okay, they want to find out, number one, is it working? But you also have to monitor it that there may be other side effects. And there could be, you have to have blood work. Is this causing too much of a strain on your liver?
Right.
Or your platelets, your blood count. There are a lot of things. And I know my one doctor, he's very adamant. Like if I call up for a refill, he said, well, I'm only going to give you a 30-day refill till you get in here, and then I'll do the 90-day, because they really have an obligation that once they're prescribing something, they just can't prescribe it, and then you just keep filling it. Is that you do have to come back. You have to monitor it, see is it working, and then they also want to see whether or not they are able to, that you're not having any untoward effects from taking this particular medication.
That's right.
And you also touched on, you said it briefly, maybe we can discuss this about, you know, like some medications may increase your risk of falls.
Well, that's true.
I know that's going to be, that might be one of our topics for our later week, but the question is, tell me about how does that play a risk factor in medication?
I mean, certainly, as we know, things like tranquilizers and sleeping aids, they could make us a little dizzy and we have a risk for falls. But believe it or not, other medications can do that too, especially blood pressure medications. If you stand up quickly, you might get lightheaded. You know, in the morning when you get up, you really probably, you know, if you have some lightheadedness, sit on the edge of the bed before you get out of bed and get your bearings. So, you know, those kind of things. And certainly when you're mixing alcohol and medications, that can definitely cause problems with balance and judgment, and you don't want to, you know, hurt yourself.
So you really have
to be mindful of those
things. I don't want to, you know, start talking about, because that would be fall prevention. That would be very.
Yes,
but
I don't want to take up that whole.
I want to save some of the surprises.
Oh, yes.
But one of the things that's important is that whenever I talk about fall prevention, the first thing I say, and my wife Ann will attest to it, I fell in the house. Yes, I have. Absolutely. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people fell this winter.
Yes, I did fall. I did fall outside. But you have to remember, if someone has poor eyesight, or let's say they have difficulty hearing, plus they're on some kind of medication, those are all almost like a perfect storm that particular person is at a higher risk of falling. And that's why you always have to pay attention to the kinds of medications that you are having. Maybe it may be lightheadedness. Maybe there could be another medication that might be done. But you have to pay attention. You have to be empowered as far as knowing how your body is. I always say this, is that I'm going to use your car as an example, that sometimes, you know, if your
car...
You
would use a car for an example.
Yes, I would use a car as an example. But as a car, like if you said, wait a second, the car is hesitating. Why is it hesitating? You know that something's wrong. I know Jeff Gordon always says that, you know, that's a little trouble. My car wasn't doing it right and stuff like that. But anyway, think of your body as that sometimes you say, wait a second, you know, my body doesn't feel right. I don't know why I'm having trouble standing up or sitting down or something like that. Always pay attention.
Absolutely.
You're the one that knows what is best about it.
That's why when you do go to the doctor, you do have to remember to tell them those things. I know when we get to the doctor, usually every symptom we have goes away and we feel better. So, you know, we forget to say, but by the way, you know, this happened and that happened. So you got to, you know, take a little note to yourself and remember.
Okay. Again, this is Peter Fella and Ann Fella from A&T Healthcare. And when you come back, we will talk about how food can affect your medication. You never think about that.
Davis Sports Shop is having their mega sale Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th. Large selection of ammo at 10% off. Federal 22 Auto-Match 325 cap box being blown out at $21.99. There's only one location for the mega sale, 120 Route 17 in Sulzburg. Family owned and operated since 1948, Davis Sports Shop is your number one source for ammunition, firearms, fishing, boating, hunting, archery, and everything outdoors. Visit their website at davissport.com or call 845-753-2111.
Would you like to bring more customers to your business? Do you want to reach people that can use your services? Get the word out by advertising on WTBQ. Call the WTBQ Sales and Marketing Department at 651-1110 and ask about radio advertising and various program sponsorship opportunities. To get the most for your advertising dollar, call WTBQ at 651-1110. That's 651-1110.
This is Ken Ford, president and founder of Warwick Valley Financial Advisors and host of From Wall Street to Main Street. Are you tired of your financial advisor always calling to sell you something? At Warwick Valley Financial Advisors, we are a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We have your best interest at hand, and our compensation is aligned with our clients. For a free consultation, give us a call. 981-7300. We're located in the Clock Tower building at 65 Main Street in Warwick, New York.
Teaching you to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. He's Clark Howard.
I listen for him to tell about all the fraudulent things that's going on.
Clark Howard.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Cloudy skies and milder today with showers around. There could be a gusty shower later this afternoon with a high near 50. Tonight, showers will taper off after midnight. We'll drop down into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, look for variable cloudiness, breezy and cooler with a high in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow night. Could be a rain or snow shower as it goes down into the mid-20s. And for Saturday, look for clouds, breezy conditions, could be a few flurries, highs remaining in the mid to the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center. WTBQ.
Good morning. We're back on Health Matters. I'm Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and I'm with my wife, Ann Fella, who's also with A&T Healthcare, and today.
It's not nighttime.
It's going so fast, though. But what we're talking about medication safety and the importance of it, and we were talking about, you know, how many people get prescribed medications. But, Ann, could you talk a little bit about how food can react with medications?
Well, certain foods and beverages can interact with medications and might cause them to be less effective reduce the effectiveness of the medication, such as dairy products. Dairy products can interfere with absorption of certain medications, like antibiotics. And if you read, you read the label, there'll be warnings on there about what to eat and when not to eat. Grapefruit juice, believe it or not, with certain medications, especially I think cholesterol medications, can decrease the metabolism or block the enzymes. You also have to always pay attention to what's on the label. Whenever you pick up your medication, they always ask you, do you have any questions for the pharmacist? And, you know, if you do, you know, by all means, ask. I know they give like a 10-page dissertation of directions. Hopefully, like the real important ones are on top. Yeah, it's a lot of paper.
Absolutely.
You got to get your glasses out to probably, you know, read it and figure out what they're talking about. But, you know, those are always on, and they always put those things on the bottle as well. You'll see like a little red sticker or a little yellow sticker that will remind you of what the warning is and not to, you know, take something with mill product. And if you do, you have to do it like an hour later or things like that. So you got to do definitely pay attention to that.
That's right. Look at what it's saying. I know we mentioned about not taking grapefruit juice, but again, it doesn't mean you're precluded from ever taking grapefruit, but you would have to delay taking. You cannot take it with the meds. But again, this is something that you would be, of course, discussing with your doctor. And what I'd like to talk about now, we're talking about medication safety. And as you know, we're from A&T Healthcare. We are a home healthcare agency. And the question that I'd like to ask is that, how can home care be able to help someone with their medications? Where does home care fit in to medication safety if the need should arise?
Well, there's several ways that home care can assist. Our nurses at A&T Healthcare, when they go out to see a patient, they take a look at their medications. They get doctor's orders. They communicate with the doctor what medications you're on, how often they should be taken, what the dosage is. They go over the side effects with you and explain, you know, what you should do and what you should look for. They educate you on the times that you should take the medication and any questions that you might have. They also discuss and instruct the home health aide, which we do our training. We are trainers for the New York State Department of Health home health aide training. And one of the things that we teach our home health aides is about medication and how to remind somebody to take their. They can't give it to them directly, but they can remind somebody to take medication. So our nurses go over that with them when they're at your home, review the medications, review the times that they're supposed to remind you. They have a plan set up so that they can refer to it. And they also talk to our home health aides about what side effects to look for. And, you know, that they should report those to the nurse as well. And the nurse can be the communication person between the doctor and the family and the patient as well and help with those things. The other thing is if your mom and, you know, you're at work and your mom is home and the home health aide is there and she's trying to remind her, you know, it's time to take your medication and she's refusing, well, then there's somebody there to say, oh, you know, your mom didn't take her med today. And the nurse will follow that up and, you know, maybe try to find out why. Maybe there's a reason why she doesn't want to take her medications and such. So it can be a very big help. And the other thing is, you know, after you're hospitalized, when you're in the hospital, sometimes they change your medications. They send you home with new medications. And when you get there, you're not sure whether or not you're supposed to take the old ones, the new ones. And the nurse can help to reconcile that, get in touch with your doctor and review what medications you should be taking and help you through that process when you get home.
Okay. I also know that, again, I'm the director of education, and that is one of the things that A&T does is that we do have home healthcare aide classes as well as personal care aide classes that we are licensed by the state of New York to conduct. And one of the things that I always stress with my students when I'm teaching them is that they really have to pay attention, kind of like everything I've been saying now, is that pay attention when a new med is ordered, that is there any kind of change, or is there any kind of behavioral issue. I know many times the major responsibility, if there is a patient in home care that has a cognitive deficit, let's say Alzheimer's disease of some sort, that prompting and cueing is very important. By prompting and cueing, it's like what Ann said, it's like, hi, it's 10 o'clock, time for your 10 o'clock meds. And you have to remember that many times, even if someone has a diagnosis like Alzheimer's disease, there may be several other secondary diseases such as hypertension or diabetes. Where
hypothyroidism.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That the whole litany of meds that may be ordered, that they have to be taken at the prescribed time. And that's one of the areas where home health care can come in. And that's part of it. But even if they don't take the meds, the important thing is the home care aide would try to determine why is it you're not taking it, and then relay that information to the nursing supervisor, who then would be engaged in a conversation with the physician. I do want to also talk about, just to highlight it again, as far as when you're being discharged from the hospital, I mean, don't think it. You always make sure that you know what it is, and that's a very key thing, because when you go into a hospital, when you're discharged from a hospital, There may be some meds that you'll still be taking. There may be some new meds that you'll be taking. There may be some old meds that you're not going to be taking. And you really have to make sure that you're doing it, that you're starting from scratch. You're starting, so you can't, if you have an old bottle that was left over, you may not be taking that med anymore. And just make sure that you understand that. And that's something, again, if you have like several meds that a nurse reviewing that would be able to reconcile it, you know, to see that everything that your plan is all scheduled accordingly, so that you have a full recovery and things will be going well. Let me just change gears a little bit. I know, summer's coming. I cannot believe the winter we have. Oh my gosh! I hope it comes. I think spring is. let's hope so. But anyway, let me just. I just want to ask you a question about if people are ever traveling. Okay, particularly if they're flying with their medications. What are some things you have to remember?
Well, remember when you're traveling, before you leave, you want to check your prescriptions. You want to be sure that you have enough and that you, if they need to be refilled before you leave, because you don't really want to be away at the beach or skiing or wherever you're going, and run out of your med that you need. And make a list for yourself, in case, you...
And I think you all know that this is not. This is not a dig at the airline industry, make sure your meds are with
your carry-on luggage or in your purse.
Yes, they do have a propensity of losing luggage. Yeah,
and in their original containers, though we do tend to put our meds in those little reminder boxes. But those guys will check through your luggage and. If they're not labeled, they might just discard it. So you really have to be careful of that. And as well as, you don't want to put them all in one big Ziploc bag because, they might not know what it is. And you certainly want to move through that check.
So many of the meds, they look so similar. And the idea is like you wouldn't be able to know, but you really should keep it in the container. As Ann had said, and also the other joke is it's very easy to replace a new bathing suit or a shirt if you lose your luggage. But again, it may be a little more complicated for your medication. That's why also you should have the name of your physician. The name of your physician, but the phone number or any pharmacy,
even your pharmacy.
And I think also if there's a CVS or something a lot of times
A lot of times they can tap into your prescriptions even if you're away. So. Okay. That's a good idea. The other thing you might want to, if you're traveling and there's a big time difference, you might want to check with your doctor, should you change the time of your medication and such like that. But, those are just little helpful tips.
Okay. Let's talk for a second. I was talking about my friend Bob from Charlotte. He does not take any prescribed medicine, but he has taken antibiotics. He has had flus. He had had colds. And could you talk to the listening audience about the importance of taking antibiotics and certain things to be careful of?
Well, it's important to take your antibiotic as they prescribe it. And it's also important to take all of the medication. Sometimes if you're starting to feel better, now it's day three, and you're like, I don't think I need to take it anymore. I'll save it for the next time I have similar symptoms. So it's really important to take it as prescribed and finish the bottle as they have told you to. Did you want to add?
I also think that's important is that you always have to remember that, you have to check the time schedule. This is what we've been talking about, that if it's twice a day, 10 in the morning to 10 at night. Now, you do not wait until 10 at night. People sometimes think, I just left the pharmacy. I left the doctor's office. I just got my prescription filled, and it's 3 o'clock. Oh, boy, if I start taking it now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that means every time at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll have to get up. No. What you do is you immediately take the antibiotic and then you discuss it with your doctor. You don't want to delay taking the antibiotic, but you would discuss the doctor when the next dose would be. Would it be the next day or could it be taken at another time? So again, I always stress and I keep defaulting back to that. This is the communication that you would have with your doctor because it's so important. And I do love telling that story about my Aunt Pat. One time she called me up and she said, Peter, do you have any leftover antibiotics? I feel a cold coming on. And I said, Aunt Pat, no, I don't. And then I thought, Peter, Don't blow this opportunity. This is an education moment. She might start calling up my brother John or what have you. So I said, Aunt Pat, I love you dearly, but you should never take someone else's medication, and you should never have any leftover antibiotics, because what Anne was saying is that you might have suppressed the symptoms and it hasn't eradicated it. So then what happens is that it can come back, and if it does come back, it can be with an absolute vengeance. So I thought now that when we come back, we will be summarizing what we had discussed, and I also want to talk about different things in reference to there was a very interesting commercial at the Super Bowl that I would like to discuss when we come back.
Pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle? You can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
Crime, it's everywhere, even in our beautiful Hudson Valley. Now there is a source to keep you on top of what's happening, who's been arrested, what crime has occurred, and who the police are looking for. It's called MidHudsonMostWanted.com, the Hudson Valley's only daily online source to keep you alert. Log on, MidHudsonMostWanted.com, a division of Statewide News Network Incorporated.
Frank's Liquor is a locally owned family business in the Village of Florida, providing fine wines and spirits at the best price for all to share. So gather around the table with family and friends and bring in good cheer with good spirits. Frank's Liquors, where there is something for everyone, and where their friendly, knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect libation. Frank's Liquor is located at 164 North Main Street in Florida. Call 845-651-7330. Remember to drink responsibly all year long.
Hello, my name is Wisner Buckby, and I'm a local farm manager with an office located on Wisner Road in the town of Warwick. I am also a Warwick Valley Rotary Club member. Were you aware that we provide resources and funds for the Ecumenical Council Emergency Fund and Meals on Wheels in Warwick? To find out how you can make a difference in your community, call 845-986-3387, and you too can learn to put service above self.
I'm Sarah Kearns. Join me for Travels with Sarah on WTBQ 93.5 FM, discussing worldwide travel. WTBQ 93.5 FM, every Thursday at 11 a.m.
Hello, good morning again. It's Peter Fella and Ann Fella from A&T Healthcare. Now, we want to summarize all that we've talked. There's been a lot.
I know
lot
we've
of
had so much to talk about. I know we've bombarded you with a lot of information, and there's probably a lot more out there, but it's really been great this morning. It's been quick, and I hope that we've been somewhat entertaining. As Peter said, we're with A&T Healthcare. We have an office in Newburgh. It's 845-561-7900, and we also have an office in Kingston, Rockland, New Jersey, New York City, and Mount Kisco. So, you know, look us up on the internet even.
You can see us.
We are a family-owned and operated business. It's been in business for a little over 30 years, and we're really happy to be there with them. So.
And it's A-N-T, not AT&T. Sometimes they confuse it, but it was Annette and Tony that had started the agency that they
two nurses
mm-hmm. that wanted to have a better care for people that are being discharged from the hospital. And this was over 30 years ago. And I always say that, Tony Babington, she was a true visionary to have thought of something like this, because that is so much a part of our healthcare delivery system that we have today.
Absolutely. We lost her last year, and she is very missed.
Yes, yes, yes.
But her family is very dedicated to her mission and continues the organization as she wanted it.
Okay. I'd like to, at this time, just summarize some of the very important points, okay, that if you want to take it away, again, I'm empowering you, and this is the stuff, but the first rule is never stop taking any medication or change the doses without speaking to the doctor.
Right, take your medication.
Don't think, one isn't working, let me take two. No, you discuss it with your doctor, and you never stop. If you stop taking the meds, if it's making you nauseous, communicate it with the doctor, because abruptly stopping to take medication could have an adverse effect. So we're stressing that. The second one is, when you see your doctor, let your doctor know all the prescribed medications, the over-the-counter meds, the OTC medications, and herbal supplements that you are taking. Know what foods to avoid. Number three, know what foods to avoid or to react to medication. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about food interactions, okay? Don't think, well, let me just grab this. Number four, take the medication on the time prescribed, okay? The way it is that when you take a prescribed medication, it gets absorbed into your system and is then released at different times, so it's paramount that you take it at the prescribed time. Is it 10 o'clock in the morning and 10 at night, or is it 10 o'clock in the morning, 6 at night?
Yeah, it's good to have a routine. I mean, I know when I had to start taking a blood pressure medication, it took me a while to get used to taking that medication at the same time every day. But eventually, once you get that routine down, it's much, much easier. You remember and you feel better.
Okay, and that's how it is able to work. And as I said, even with the foods that, you know, you don't want to be taking some, particularly with antibiotics. I know that, you know, we're talking about that if you have like a dairy product, that would impede the absorption, and there it's not necessarily
going to
work.
It's not all antibiotics, but, yeah, you know, you got to pay attention to your
labels. You always have to pay attention to it. And then the last one, that's what we just touched on, was we were talking about with traveling and have your medication in your carrier, luggage, or purse, okay? You keep it with you. Keep it very close by, okay? And always have the pharmacy, your doctor's phone numbers in case of an emergency. These are all the very important. A lot of these things may sound very basic, but you would be surprised about how many times someone may not think that, like the very obvious thing, like a duh, like a, who's it, a Homer Simpson, right?
No, I don't make fun of Homer.
I won't make fun of Homer or anything like that.
But, you know, you go on vacation, you get hit with a surfboard or something, you end up in the ER, and you can't think straight of what when they start asking you what medications you're on. So it is important to have a little list. And I bet there's an app for that out there.
I'm sure there is. If there isn't, let's get one going. Because
if not,
I think
let's would get be one.
There would be a need for that, I'd say.
Definitely.
That. All right, I want to talk just for a second, because we're talking about medication safety, and there was a, I said this was not going to be controversial, but a lot of people describe the commercial, one of the commercials during the Super Bowl was controversial. Let me talk to you about it. It was one where the son was saying, oh, I got my eyes from my father, I got my hair from my mother, and I got my medications from their cabinet. And what I want to talk about is the thing as far as, like, you know, prescribed drugs or painkillers and things like that. There's a serious epidemic that's going on out there with addiction to heroin. And what the essence of the ad was is that many times they get started by taking their parents' prescribed medication. So what their thought process is that, wait a second, this is was prescribed by a medical doctor, it was filled by a reputable pharmacy. Hey, it's got to be safe. It's legal. It's not like I'm going on the street and purchasing from some person that I don't know. Nothing could be further from the truth. And that's what this is a very serious note, is the fact that, you know, it's very important that you remember that there is that temptation that might be there, and that many times people that do become addicted to heroin, you know, they started by taking prescribed drugs. And I have to highlight this in today's newspaper, in the Rockland Journal News. They were saying how that nearly 30, the Rockland Ring, the official said that there's a a drug bust, and they were talking about they sold Oxycontin and heroin. And they said nearly 30 people tied to an Oxycontin and heroin trafficking ring have been charged with selling the drugs across Rockland, including the Palisades Center and parking lots at the shops of Nanuet.
Yeah, places where you take your children to the movies.
Where you take your children to.
You would never expect
that. So I want to make sure that you understand that is so important, that any of you ever have a prescribed medication for pain, that you monitor it. You don't just leave it out. There's always that temptation and stuff like that. And it's very important. As I said, we're here to educate. We're here to empower you. And you might not even think about it, but this is what's going on. And this is what we have to realize.
Well,
since
we're talking about, safety in the home and keeping your medication secured, remember too, when you have small children in the home or when your grandchildren are visiting. I know with us, when our grandson is there, we don't want him to see us taking any medication. He might think it's something that he wants and might try to get. So you do have to pay attention to that. Keep that medication secure and out of reach from children, and don't make it seem like a good thing that they want to try.
Right,
so.
Right. I do know that you never do that. You never. What does the med look like? I mean, I had this
little Tic Tacs.
They look like little Tic Tacs or gummy bears, and a little child doesn't know that. You never do that. This, look, grandma or grandpa are doing this, or mom and dad is doing that. You never take meds in front of a child.
He always wants whatever we have, so we certainly don't want to have to him want to share medication.
Okay, and that's good. I do want to say something very briefly, but again, as I said, the show has been wonderful. Speak up. I want you to speak up, okay? We want to have educated you. When you see your doctor, that you have all the list of all your meds that you have, that you understand that. And if your doctor does prescribe a new med, ask him or her, why? Why am I taking this? And also, do not ever forget, as we said, to tell what over-the-counter meds are. Just because you can go to any CVS or what have Walgreens and purchase something does not mean that there could have some drug interaction.
Right.
I know
we
covered that. So don't think that, it's not going to, none of the prescribed meds are interacting, but those could. And even as far as like a vitamin, as innocuous as you may think a vitamin is, you definitely do have to talk to your doctor about that. I want to put a little plug in. I think at this time,
okay.
This has just been.
You can meet Peter in person.
I want you to know that A&T will be at the Buy Local event that's going to be at the Galleria at Crystal Run in Middletown. And I believe also WTBQ will also be there. I would love if anyone is there. It's going to be going on from 10 to 5. Again, it's from the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. If anyone's heard this show, I really would love for you to come by. We're going to have little handouts, little things, that we'll be giving.
Stop and by, say hi.
It'll be a fun thing, and it'll be something that would be something that would be very worthwhile to do, and I hope to meet you, and you can comment on the show. Now, Ann, why don't you tell us, what do we have for next week?
Next week, we're going to have our Director of Waiver Service, Jay Goumier. He is a licensed medical social worker, and he'll be discussing healthcare proxy, power of attorney, and living wills and advanced directives. So I know that's something we all need to know about, healthcare proxies, what it means, how to go about assigning a healthcare proxy, choosing the right healthcare proxy, as well as power of attorney, what kinds of power of attorney are there, how to assign a power of attorney, and also living wills. What is it? Does it have to do with money, or is it something else that we you can have a living will to tell people what you want, how you want to be taken care of?
I know, and Jay is. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. And of course, what happens if you don't have a healthcare proxy, power of attorney, or living will, and what you should know.
Okay, I know. And the other thing about Jay is that he sings in a doo-wop band.
He is a doo-wop singer.
And I don't know if he's going to start breaking into a rendition of Who Wrote the Book of Love, Ann. I don't know. We may have to pull it back because this is the health
related. We'll have to refer him to Taylor for the doo-wop show.
although music is very therapeutic, okay?
It is very therapeutic.
Thank you, thank you so much. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time. Ann, thank you so much. You're very informative. We're A&T Healthcare.
We actually enjoyed our ride up here. We do live in Rockland, but we enjoyed our ride up here to this wonderful county, Lawrence. It's
beautiful, and we really enjoy this, and we will be back next week. And as I would like to end all our programs is that I want to say to you all, stay healthy, because health matters. And to your family and friends, all the best. Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare.
And Ann Feller from A&T.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.